Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to Work Insanity, where we talk about our work lives and give you some insights that hopefully help you in yours. I'm Tom Merritt. I've been running my own podcasting business and writing novels for 10 years.
And I'm Patrick Beja. I've been doing production and podcasts for more than 10 years.
And today, longtime listeners may notice that we've shifted the focus a tiny bit away from just working at home. We're still going to keep talking about that a lot because that's how we do our jobs, but broadening out to talk about work in general. And different tools and methods and experiences that we have in our work lives. And today we're kicking off season four, talking about using Discord. Everybody's always talking about Slack as a productivity tool, but I use a Discord server. And in fact, Patrick, I just switched from using Slack for certain things to using Discord for them.
So first of all, aren't you glad we didn't choose a show title that was like homework or working from home or like some super clever ideas we had, but
always
were
choose
already
the
taken.
Vaguest title you can.
Yes. I've been using Discord for like I was telling people, oh, Discord is super useful, like last year when no one knew what it was, right?
Before it was cool.
Yeah, absolutely. Like everyone was using it for gaming, of course. It was already very big, but it feels like in the past few months, especially since the beginning of the pandemic, even people who were using Slack have been switching to Discord, and probably because the best part of it is that it's free, unlike Slack when you want to use some features that are pretty mandatory at some point.
Yeah, Slack is freemium. So we use Slack for Daily Tech News Show for free, but there are some things we can't do because of that. Yeah.
And Discord has a lot of benefits because it's also designed for voice and video, actually, but for voice from the get-go, unlike something like Slack, which might have been added it on the free tier in recent months. I haven't used it that much, but Discord is so easy and fun. It's a little bit of an adjustment, but so you've switched from Slack to Discord for some stuff as well. What do you think about it now?
So we use Discord for the fans to chat from Daily Tech News Show. So it's integrated with Patreon. So if you back us on Patreon, you get access to our Discord server. And we have been using a voice channel in that server that is limited to just the staff to prep for the show for a while now, for maybe a year or so. But we had to go, we would do all our prep in Slack. We would talk to each other in Slack. And then we would go over to Discord for the voice. Monday, the first Monday in January, Slack went down. And we all scrambled over and created a channel in Discord for us to do our prep as a temporary move. And I kind of liked it. A couple of the other folks were like, well, this is kind of nice because we're already in the place where the voice is. And so we decided to keep trying it for the rest of the week. There's a few bumps in the road that we've run into. There's a few reasons why we've thought, well, maybe we should go back to Slack. And there is one thing in particular that we are going to continue to use the free version of Slack for. But so far, we're sticking with Discord.
So what is better with Discord and what's not floating your boat?
So many boats. But I'll try to.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about any other people's boats because they're not here to defend their boats. So I'm going to talk about your boat, Tom.
Right. Then you got a whole naval warfare situation going. yes. So the good thing was we were in the same place as our voice channel. And Slack has voice, but you can't really use it unless you pay for it. So that's one of the roadblocks there. We were in the same channel as the fans. So we found like, oh, we're seeing the conversation there more. It's not that we were ignoring it, but it's right there. So you're participating in it at the same time that you're participating in preparing the show. We had better communication with our mods. Because all our moderators for our Twitch channel and everything are in Discord. And suddenly we're like, oh, your guys are right here too. They could have access to our prep channel so they could see what we're talking about in preparation for the show, which is helpful for them. So those are some of the positives. The negatives were during the live broadcast of Daily Tech News Show, sometimes we need to send a message to somebody to say like, hey, your camera's out of whack, or, there's breaking news. I'm going to write this up and insert it next. And Discord, because of the user interface, meant that if you weren't scrolled to the proper place, you might not notice that. So we had some missed cues. So we're going back to Slack for urgent messages during the show. We're going to have a channel called Live in Slack because Slack can do a nice big alert and you can have it in a separate window that you can just sort of get to easily when you see the alert and deal with it that way. But we're keeping Discord for the prep. I guess the other thing, the two other things that were slight negatives were you might accidentally be in the wrong channel when you send a message, which in Slack just means it goes to the wrong channel because it's all just us. But in Discord means it could go out to all these
public
listeners. And then there's some limitations on sharing files. I don't think we used it that much in Slack, but you could upload a file into Slack for somebody to access, whereas in Discord, you can't really do that kind of productivity integration. But most of that stuff
unless
in Slack
you
is
pay
limited
for a
to
higher
the paid
tier,
tiers. Yeah. Yeah.
The benefit of Discord is that it's all in one place because you can also have in your app or even your web app in the web page, you can have multiple Discord servers and most of them you're going to mute because it balloons very quickly, but it feels a little bit more practical than with Slack for some strange reason. And the fact that you have voice, you're always, maybe not always, but you're probably going to be needing voice if you work from home, from the internet, in that kind of environment. So unless you pay for Teams, which, small entrepreneurs and smaller teams. Did I say Teams? Slack.
You did, instead of Slack. Which Teams is an interesting one because you're more likely to be paying for Office 365 as a small entrepreneur, in which case you have access to Teams. So that's another option out there.
I didn't even give it a try. I'm just invested in Discord now.
Well, and that's same for us. Like Teams would work for us. I think we all have Office 365 on the staff, but all our fans are in Discord. We're used to using Discord for our meetings. So yeah.
And I think that might be the case even for people listening. We are working online and we have communities. So not everyone listening is going to have a community on their own that they are kind of heading. But I'm guessing a few of the people listening are going to have communities that they're parts of. And those are probably now going to be on Discord at this stage. So using another tool is going to mean doubling the kind, the tools you have. And I think there's a benefit to you, to everyone using a single tool. So if people want to set up a Discord server, how would they do it? I don't know that there needs to be a very long explanation. It's really just go to the Discord site, maybe download the app, and then select create a server in the menu, right? Is that
it's
the only thing
honestly
you need?
Been so long since I had to actually set up a server from scratch that I think that's right.
You have a button on the list of servers, and initially you won't have any, theoretically. You create your account, and then you add a server. And at that point, there's a button that says add a server on the left side of the window. And you can create, they have templates for different kinds of servers that will have some, different kinds of channels and kind of a pre-made thing that will be more adapted to what you're trying to do. And they have things like friends, study groups, artists, et cetera, local community. And you can, of course, create your own. And all of these are just things that you can then tweak by yourself. It's going to be the roles are pre-created and which roles do what in which channel, because Slack has text channels and voice channels, and you can group those channels in, groups that will either be by topic or whatever you want. And different roles can have access to different channels and do different things in those channels. A role could have access to a channel only to read it and not type in it and add text. A role could also have access to a voice channel but just listen in and not be able to speak. Or another role might not have access to anything at all in certain groups, so not even see the channels that are in those groups and stuff like that. And really, that's all there is to it. It might seem complicated when I'm explaining it like that, but you just go to the app, click add a server, choose the template, and you're good to go. You can add an invite to invite your friends or your coworkers, and that's it. The great benefit is the fact that you have voice channels that can be used in very creative ways. I've had people tell me that classes or, you know, teachers have been using them to recreate classes mm-hmm. with class numbers in voice channels, and students would go from one class to the other, effectively just clicking on the class number, and they would be in that class all together, and the teacher would join as well and could do their course in that quote-unquote class, which is just one of the voice channels. So there are creative ways of doing it.
Yeah, I think if people have heard of Discord, they've heard of it as a place where a bunch of gamers chat, which is definitely how it started. But Discord has been positioning it more as a community tool as of late. Hence that ability when you set up a server to choose, like, oh, I want to set up a group or community server. So if you have a small group, it's a really good free option. You can pay to get a few extra perks in the server, but unlike Slack, they seem to be less necessary to get basic things done. They're more about like, oh, you know, we want nifty little perks for the people in the community. So it's not work oriented, which may turn some folks off, but it's very capable and it's very friendly and easy to use. And I like it.
You can definitely go deep, but you don't have to. And I also want to add the fact that you don't necessarily have to go through servers. You can also do stuff with your friends list. It works just like any other, mm-hmm. you know, VoIP or text message service. You can have a friends list and have direct messages between friends, between group of friends, and start a call between groups of friends and even a video call between a group. So you don't necessarily have to bother with inviting someone to a server, et cetera, et cetera. I think the versatility of Discord, which you can use in all those different ways, text, voice, roles, just group messages, means that it might be a good tool to at least try, because you can do pretty much anything that you need to do in there.
Yeah. So, you know, just do a search for Discord online, or you can head right over to discord.com. It's pretty easy to find and get started. That's it for Work Insanity. We hope we helped you bring a little sanity to your work life.
You can send us questions at contact@workinsanity.net. I'm Patrick Beja. You can catch up with me at patrickbeja.com, or rather not patrick.com.
And I'm Tom Merritt. You can find me at tommerritt.com, and both of us at workinsanity.net. See ya.
Bye.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.